So if we will, we will move on to our agenda of votes, voice vote and roll call vote. As I remind everyone, there's two sets of votes that occur on the agenda. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items, and the rest of the items are part of what we call the roll call agenda, and we'll do voice vote first. The items in the regular agenda are listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that all agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committee meetings, and you may have also had some follow-up contact with President Killeen or staff for clarification. So I'm hopeful that now you have the information you need in order to vote appropriately on this, but we certainly will open the floor to discussion on each of the groups. After discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that's usually accommodated, just indicate to Dee Dee, and she will record your vote accordingly. Dee Dee, if you would, read the items
on
the
sir.
Voice vote agenda. Excuse me.
Thank you. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. 1, resolution endorsing University of Illinois investment, performance, and accountability commitment. 2, appoint members to the Board of Managers of Illinois Ventures, LLC. 3, appoint executive vice president and vice president for academic affairs. 4, appoint interim dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, award honorary degrees, Chicago. 7, eliminate the Master of Arts in Mathematics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Graduate College, Chicago. 8, establish a Doctor of Medicine degree and curriculum, Carl, Illinois, College of Medicine, Urbana. 9, establish the Interdisciplinary Health Sciences Institute, Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research, Urbana. 10, reappoint member to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. 11, approve the University of Illinois Community Assessment of Needs Implementation Plan, University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System, Chicago. 12, designate the G. Stephen and Kathleen Irwin Learning Center Auditorium, College of Medicine, Chicago.
All right. Could I have a motion to approve those 12 items in the voice vote agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rick. Seconded by Jill. Any discussion of those items? I just would reiterate one more time my full-hearted support of item number one, President Killeen. Any other discussion items of those 12? Any other discussion of those 12 items? All right. Hearing none. All those in favor of those 12 items signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
I'm going to abstain on 6 and aye in favor of 1 to 5, 7 to 12.
Thank okay. You. Abstain on 6. Was there any other abstaining? All right. Don't believe so. All right, then we'll move on to the roll call agenda. These are the items that are specifically required for a roll call vote where we are answering the vote individually. We will attempt to do the entire collective package. Of course, as Pat just indicated, if you would like to vote uniquely on any one items, you can indicate that in your response. Dee Dee, if you would, please read the roll call agenda.
13, approve requests for operating and capital appropriations fiscal year 2018. 14, approve fiscal year 2017 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Foundation. 15, increase project budget and employ construction manager, Modular Design Building, College of Engineering, Chicago. 16, increase project budget and amend professional services consultant contract for renovation and addition, dining facility, Illinois Street Residence Hall, Urbana. 17, employ construction manager for renovation and addition, mechanical engineering building, Urbana. 18, purchase recommendations. 19, authorize settlement, Garcia versus Andre MD et al. 20, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act.
All right. Is there a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Tim, seconded by Jill. Any discussion of these items? All right, hearing none, Dee, if you would, please do the roll call for the vote.
Mr. Cepeda? Mr. Estrada?
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Yes to 13, 14, 19, and 20. Abstain on procurement, which includes 15 through 18. Thank you.
Mr. Hall?
Yes to all.
Ms. Hasera?
Yes to all.
Mr. Hoffman?
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes?
Yes to all.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to all, with the exception of item number 19, and I abstain on that item.
Governor Rauner? Mr. Schumach?
Yes to all.
Ms. Smart?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. That concludes our votes. I would just add one comment that we have three members of our board whose term expires as of January, Estrada, Hasera, and Brown Holmes. We don't know whether we're going to see you back, but I know, Rick, you had indicated that you are not going to stand for reappointment. So, Rick, we appreciate – I know we've said this to you more than once while you've been here, but hopefully that expresses to you our appreciation for your service. I'll turn the floor over to President Colleen again. Do you have music again?
No. Chairman, may
yes,
I
sir.
Suggest we give a round of applause to Rick since he's not coming back?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one final comment. I'd like to invite my three Chancellor colleagues and Bob Wilson, Executive Vice President, to join me here at the podium just for a half paragraph. And then we will have a very short, 5 minute or less, presentation by Eddie Lee, who's standing ready to do this, on another upgrade to our website, which we like to do with some frequency on enrollment. So in the aftermath of a long and taxing presidential campaign, many, including some of our students, are left wondering what the future holds and what their place will be in our nation. At the University of Illinois, we have already charted our path, a path firmly rooted in diversity, inclusion, and opportunity. It is a core pillar of the strategic framework approved by the Board of Trustees earlier this year, which leads our three universities forward and builds on our long legacy of service to students and the public good. Our faculty, our staff, our students, wherever they are from, can be assured that our universities are places where they can pursue their dreams and cultivate the talents that will serve our state, our nation, and beyond. These bedrock values are ingrained in our DNA, and I'm grateful to the chancellors and Executive Vice President Wilson for joining me today to reaffirm that commitment. So now I'd like to introduce Eddie Lee to present a little morsel of our new website.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to each of you.
Well, thank you very much. It is truly a privilege to be able to take part in, as well as share with all of you today, the progress and the efforts that we're making, and really going forward with the commission that we've been really asked to do in terms of creating this level of transparency, especially with data, and really allowing a wide, broad audience to really be able to see what the University of Illinois system is really doing to make an impact here in the state of Illinois, across the country, and as well as the world. If you recall, in a previous demonstration of the first set of dashboards that were presented, we displayed a report card that really focused on four core metrics of in the realm of academics. As you see, enrollment, degrees issued, graduation rate, and retention rate. In this example, you're always able to click on any one of the bars and see a 10-year trend. And so you can go from a university system down to a specific university of the three, look at the current value, five-year trends, et cetera. So you'll be able to get a really high-level overview of what's really going on in regards of these four core metrics. In our effort to really create another tier of transparency and information, we're going to be taking the four core metrics and really bringing a comprehensive view with that particular metric. As President Colleen had shared, today we have the opportunity to really share what we have done in the realm of enrollment. So this dashboard, just kind of getting split, is Actually, a more comprehensive view of enrollment as a whole. As you saw in the previous first dashboard of the report card, you're going to always be able to have this opportunity to filter on each university of the three as well as the U of I system. By default, we'll be always showing the system as a whole. But in this realm of enrollment, as you see, there's a number of metrics that any individual is really able to go in and really dive into that slice of the data. And so this is our effort to really make it transparent to a wide, broad range of audiences. So at the top, you see the four, the three universities as well as U of I system. You'd be able to click on any one of them, and they would be able to just refresh it for that filtered area. And that is true of every one of these metrics that you see made available. It's actually getting cut off on this screen here, but the comprehensive view that you have is the metrics is the level, status, race, ethnicity, residency, gender, and then we also have maps that really highlight the counties of Illinois, which is on the right, the United States, as well as the world. You also see freshmen, transfers, first-generation STEM majors, and then also the college and online programs as well. So in essence, the effort to really design a dashboard in this manner was to really be able to create slices of the data that's really relevant to anyone that's getting into this opportunity. So if we go back to the U of I system, for an example, if I can just share one example, for myself, as even a son of an immigrant family, I was actually the first generation that got higher education. And as all of us know here, that higher education really makes a life different. And not just one life, but truly the generations to follow. Right? I have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and I'm just automatically excited for them to be able to receive higher education and get the opportunities ahead of them. And so even just to really see first generation here, if this mouse works with me. If it's possible just to click on first generation and why. Thank you very much. Even in this small demographic of the overall enrolled student body, I mean, how encouraging is it to see that the trend is definitely upward? Right, these are the things that we can always get into, the different slices, the different demographics. If you're a parent and really looking to see how the university system as a whole or a particular one of the three is serving your type of child, then what a great way to have this resource. Additionally, to have an overview, right? Even in this first generation, you see Hispanic and Latinos really taking advantage of the opportunity of getting higher education and so forth. And so this is our effort to really create this transparent nature, to be able to go into areas and slices of data to really be able to meet your specific need. And so it was quite of a challenge in a sense because we're trying to create products that are going to really address the needs of a wide base of audience. And so we really went forward and went with a very interactive dashboard. And so if you get the opportunity to go out there onto the website, it's public in that sense, to really go out there and just even look at specific counties, the state of Illinois, obviously as a whole, you'll always be able to even get into just the undergrads. You'll be able to get into the residents and a specific race, ethnicity. And so we think this is just the beginning. We're going to go into, obviously, the other three core metrics in the academic arena, but also we're going into research, economic development, and so forth. And so hopefully this is just the beginning, and we're able to really be transparent as a U of I system so that the world would be able to know the impact that this system is really making. So thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eddie. And we've got a talented team working on this. And for the legislators, we're going to have district boundaries that you can click on so that you can see what's cooking in your own individual districts as well.
Be very transparent evidence of what we are committing to do, too.
Absolutely.
You'll see it online. All right. I go to wrapping up. First of all, any old business to bring forward? Hearing none, any new business to be brought forward? I would remind you that the next board meeting is here on January the 19th, which is our annual meeting. The one after that is on March the 15th at Champaign-Urbana, and then on May the 11th, we'll be with all of you in Springfield and look forward to that opportunity as well. Before we adjourn, I'd remind all of you that we want to specifically sign the resolution. Ellen has it. She's going to bring it around to each of you, so don't leave before you sign that resolution so that we can get that to the legislators. And And for the board, there will be lunch next door. I would certainly now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The ayes have it. Please stay here and sign the resolution. Ellen, start with Trustee Montgomery. Absolutely.